The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Arthur Idala on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
All right, it is 6:02. It is Holy Thursday, and it's just me and Sambolino here. What's up, Sambolino?
What's going on, Arthur? How are we doing?
All is good. We're going to have a little bit of a show for you. Today, I'm going to be live with you right now, and then we're going to play some segments that we did actually yesterday at the New York Auto Show. It was Media Day, and Sambolino, that was pretty cool, right?
That was a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not used to being there when it's not as crowded as it is when it opens to the public, which it's doing tomorrow. But it was a lot of fun. A lot of electric vehicles I saw.
Yeah, that's what's ruling the roost. Let me just tell you something, though, folks. Yeah, those of you who just listening to Bill O'Reilly on our friend John Catsimatidis' show right before moments ago, what he said at the end of the show is it's the truth. Which is, and you know, I'm not going to betray any confidences, but I've spoken to elected Democratic officials who feel strongly about law and order and feel pro law and order and pro closing the border. And they are basically told by the hierarchy of the Democratic Party from the White House on down, shut up and get in line and be a good Democrat, quote unquote. Shut up and be a good Democrat. But some people, they can't hold their tongue. And the former corrections commissioner, who is now he's an assistant deputy mayor, Luis Molina, he went crazy I think it was on LinkedIn. What is it going to take for extremist advocates and elected officials to understand that what they have done to significantly weaken our public safety system is unnecessarily placing the public at risk? I mean, I know we all sound like broken records, but this is so obvious. It is so obvious. And the fact that the Democratic Party is really, and James Rosen said it on this show Tuesday night. He said the Democratic Party has chosen, like, not to be a friend of law enforcement. They give it plenty of lip service, but not to be a friend of law enforcement. Actually, James Rosen sent me the WhiteHouse.gov press briefing from today, 12 o'clock noon, from Jean Pierre. And she says, so first President Biden spoke to Mayor Adams and gave his condolences about the tragic killing of Officer Diller. The president offered Mayor Adams, the city of New York, and the New York Police Department his full support in the wake of the tragedy. And he also spoke to Mrs. Lieberman and Senator Lieberman's wife to express his condolences. And then that's in her statement. Then the first question asked, I don't know by which member of the press, someone named Colleen. So President Biden will be in New York City for most of the day doing fundraising. Former President Donald Trump is going to the wake of the NYPD officer. I wondered if you mentioned that the president spoke to Mayor Adams. I wonder if he'd spoken to the family of the officer. And also, you know, Trump is blaming a lot of the crime on Biden. I just wondered if you could speak a little bit about that. And President Biden's press secretary, Jean-Pierre, says, yeah, so I don't have any private communications to share at this time. Okay. You know that if he had called the widow, she would have confirmed that the president of the United States called the widow of police officer Diller. She writes, she says, our hearts go out, obviously, to the officer's family and the broader NYPD family who have tragically lost one of their own. The president grieves for them and honors their sacrifice. Look, the president has stood with law enforcement his entire career and continues to stand with them as they put their lives on the line for their communities. Under his leadership, we will continue to support police officers and ensure that they have the resources they need to continue, to do the work, the all-important work that they have to do on behalf of the community. And then she says, violent crime. I'm just going to be really clear about this. I'm going to be careful. I'm not going to say anything about 2024, but violent crime surged under the previous administration. And the bottom line is, and she goes on, and so this is a president, this Biden-Harris administration have done the polar opposite, taking decisive action from the very beginning to fund the police and achieving a historic reduction in crime under his leadership. And so we're going to continue to do that. She says that the budget has billions of dollars in federal, state, and local governments, and they can hire more than 100,000 more officers nationwide. I just, look, she's the press secretary for the president of the United States. Nobody's listening to what she's saying, but even if you break down what she's saying nothing decisive. She's not saying what I recommended, which is the president is putting a bill into wherever, to the Senate, and asking that, X amount of billions of dollars is going to be allocated specifically to New York City to hire X amount of new police officers or this new technology or whatever it is. These words that he supports the police and he grieves for them, that's not going to do anything. And what does do something? What does, actions speak louder than words? You go on any platform right now, and even if you can't stand the guy, Donald Trump is there. He's with the police officers. He's at the funeral parlor. He's with the New York City Police Commissioner. And Biden's here. He's here. I mean, at the very least, if you want to do something stupid, just Zoom with the widow, right? I understand all the logistics of getting the sitting president of the United States and Secret Service and the suitcase with the nuclear codes and all of that out to Massapequa Park. I understand that's not easy. But when you're either on the plane or you're in the limo or you're here wherever the staging area is going to be outside of Rockefeller Center, have a communication with the widow. Call the police commissioner. These are simple things that would just, look, let's talk about public relations. Let's talk about politics. If it's a Zoom thing, take a screenshot of the Zoom of the widow and the president of the United States, the sitting president of the United States, Joe Biden. Do something. But look, do I think Donald Trump is going to win New York State? No. But he's going to do probably a lot better than he did last time. That's what I would think. But nationally, these pictures are going everywhere. Everywhere, nationally. And I don't think this is accurate, but he looks like a very caring, sympathetic, empathetic individual, Donald Trump does. Whereas Biden's here, miles away, and he doesn't pick up the phone and call. And I'm not saying this as a pro-Trump, anti-Biden guy. I'm saying this as like a human being. He picked up the phone and called Mrs. Lieberman. Now, I understand, he had a long-term relationship with Senator Lieberman and apparently died, in all the wrong ways at 82 years old. But the same way you called her, call the wife, call the widow, call the police commissioner. These are talking about 90-second phone calls, 120-second phone calls. So it just goes to show you that sometimes common sense goes out the window, but it also, it's proving the point that James Rosen, the Newsmax White House correspondent, what he said. He said that the Democratic Party no longer wants to be really affiliated with law enforcement. And, my mom pounds her chest. Oh, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm a lifelong Democrat. The Democratic Party that my mother grew up with, that her father, Frank Piazza, when he was a district leader and all that, that's long gone. They It used to be the party of like the working guy and the hardworking guy, not the guy who wants to sit home and collect government checks, the unions and all that. That they have gone so far off the rails. They were obviously pro law and order. I'm a registered Democrat. I'm a registered Democrat. I grew up that way, but I only continue to be a registered Democrat because in New York, in all the elections, the only thing that really counts is the primary, the Democratic primary. Once the Democratic primary is over, then there's no Republicans that win. So that's why I'm a registered Democrat. But Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, not doing anything, not stepping up for this police officer and this family and law and order here in the city. Give me a break, okay? Take a walk. Sam Bankman-Fried gets 25 years for stealing or being involved with stealing $8 billion. His lawyers, I think, asked for probation. That was a little ridiculous. Then we knew he wasn't going to get probation. But he's 32 years old. So I guess the judge is thinking, well, he'll probably get out in 20 years. He'll be younger than Arthur Idala, so he still has plenty of his life to live. I'm just looking to see if, let's see, federal crimes are not eligible for parole. However, Bankman-Fried could shave off a considerable amount of time, perhaps as high as 40% for good behavior and completing prison rehabilitation programs. Means he could get out in as little as 12 and a half years. I don't think so, because when you have, I'm done in 2 minutes. Sorry. Everyone's leaving for Easter and everybody wants to say goodbye. It's Holy Thursday. But when you have these high profile cases where everybody's looking at you, they usually slow down and, they don't let you out of prison so quickly. So, Sam Bankman-Fried, he's not going to have an easy time. People think you go to these camps and it's no big deal. It's a big deal. I've had friends who go there. But this kid has been incarcerated for quite some time now, and the MDC in Brooklyn, just to give you a little inside baseball, it actually becomes like a step up. The where he is now in the MDC is horrible, and where he's going to wind up is much better. But it's still horrible. So don't think like anyone's getting a free pass, that anyone is, cheated the system, because they absolutely did not. So it's Holy Thursday, and technically it's the end of Lent. So I could have a libation if I want, but I'm not going to. I know my man Frank from Staten Island is going to have a big party tonight because he's been alcohol-free for 40 days. And
why aren't you throwing one back tonight?
I don't need to. I don't want to. All right. It's no big deal. I guess on Sunday maybe I'll have a glass of red wine. Actually, this whole time, the only time I've had any urge to have any drink is actually with my dad. Only because when he goes out, he likes to have some good wine, and he likes to have a bottle of wine. And he can't have a whole bottle of wine if he's drinking alone. So that made me feel bad, but he didn't really mind too much because he just ordered white wine, and then he shared it with my mom. But tonight was the Last Supper. Tonight was the Seder. Tonight was Passover. And, it's the next three days will be pretty special for all of us. We have some great Easter traditions coming up. I will do a little Mass tomorrow. Then I will do a little at 12 o'clock on Saturday. We bless the house. We chase out the devil. And we throw holy water in all the corners of the house. You open up all the windows. You take the broom and you tell the Nashifidente, get out all the bad, get out all the evil spirits. You throw some holy water around and the house is nice and clean and rebirthed and repurposed for the rest of the year. And then Easter Sunday, with God's blessing, I will go to Easter Sunday Mass with my parents and hopefully my sister and brother-in-law. My niece is flying off somewhere for a school trip. I'm supposed to know where she's going. Is she going to Spain? She's going to Spain. Oh, yeah, she's going to see Annette and Dean there. That's going to be a good time for her. And then I'll go to my mother-in-law's house, Annette and Jerry's house. My mother-in-law will make like 18 different kinds of lamb, 17 different kinds of sides, and enough dessert to like kill a small horse. So it should be a wonderful time. And let me tell you what you're going to hear. You're going to hear us at the auto show yesterday. It was Lauren Fix and myself and Joni and Matthew. And we met with Infiniti, Genesis, Ford, the judge of the World Car of the Year event. It is a great event to go to. It's a great family event. There's food. There's food, there's games, there's something for everybody. So it's really, really, really a lot of fun. Sambolino, happy Easter to you, my man.
Thank you. Same to you and your family as well.
And so we're going to do tonight's show is going to be the first half. Tomorrow night will be the second half. We're going to rebroadcast Sunday night and Monday night. And we'll be back live and local on Tuesday at the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Bon Pasqua. Happy Easter, everybody. We'll talk to you live on Tuesday.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Mayur Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
How are parenteral nutrition patients managed at home? This requires a multidisciplinary team approach of collaboration and communication among healthcare providers, including a dietitian, pharmacist, nurse, and a physician. A dietitian performs comprehensive evaluation of a patient's nutritional needs based upon underlying medical conditions, body mass index, and monitors the patient's nutritional progress. The pharmacist makes highly specialized formula. Nurse will also draw blood in the patient's home.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Hey, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend, Rob Sabah, and his family. Sabah family owned and operated. This Honda dealer has been there for over 60 years, serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my sister, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family and their team make you feel like you're part of their family, and they are the most trusted in the business. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. $0 deals. That means zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%, and no payments until summer 2024. 90 days of no payments. They have best prices around and will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the Civic, the HR-V, the CR-V, the Accord, and the Passport. Honda has them all. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with the Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at bayridgehonda.com.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Hi, everybody. It's Arthur Idala, and we all know that planning for the future is important. Are you and your family protected? If you're not around to make the decisions, who will? Are your assets protected from probate and nursing home costs? The time to plan is now. Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, healthcare proxies, living wills, your overall estate plan. What are you going to do? You're going to attend a Connors & Sullivan free seminar and have all of your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Wednesday, April 24th at Conley's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue in Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And Tuesday, April the 30th at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you can't make any of these free seminars, call Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500. As Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Okay, it's Arthur Idala. Welcome back to the Idala Power Hour, a very special edition. We are here live at the Jacob Javits Center. I get little like heebie-jeebies when I walk in here because this is where I took the bar exam, which was definitely the most stressful 2 days of my life, where I'm having so much fun. I am here with one of the people who judges on what the greatest car in the world is. But most importantly, no disrespect, Sid, most importantly, I'm here with Lauren Fix.
Oh,
who any of you who listen to the show regularly hear her almost every Monday night on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Lauren, welcome back again and again and again.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I love being here at the Javits Center because a lot of good things happen in New York. It seems like a magical place.
Yeah, you are definitely in your element. Why don't you introduce our next guest?
Okay.
Who said so well.
I'm a juror for the World Car of the Year jury, but the chair is Sid. I'm going to say your name wrong. Sid Patinkur. Did I say it right?
Yep.
And he's a very special guy. He's from India, but I've always been very impressed with your content. So welcome, Sid.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, and always great to be with you.
So Sid, tell us a little bit. You know, there's a lot of awards, right, and different kinds of awards from magazines. So tell us about your award.
Well, there's awards and then there's awards, I guess. And, you know, this is literally the only one that's truly global. It's representative of that in terms of the 100 jurors who come from so many different countries. And the only one that really looks at vehicles that are sold around the world. So that's what makes it special, I think.
So what does it take for a vehicle to be eligible?
There's a whole list of eligibility criteria, but essentially it has to be on sale in at least two or three regions. It has to be a global model. It cannot be something that's just specific to one market. And it also has to be launched within a certain eligibility period, which is the year gone by.
Okay, so are there cars that were eligible that are not on sale in America?
There were a few of those. There's always that happens. I mean, and then there's cars that may have gone on sale in the U.S. a few years ago, but only now went on sale elsewhere, like the Ford Bronco, which was only on our list this year. So it's a mix of both things.
So tell us a little bit about how the whole judging procedure happens and how, you know, who the jurors are and who picks the jurors and all of that stuff.
The jurors come from all over the world. They are automobile journalists. They could be contributors to television, print, or the web as well. These are people who are obviously, in their market, influential and well-placed in terms of access to vehicles and global drive programs. So people who know what they're talking about, they know how to drive well, and they also get the opportunity to drive a lot of cars. How we select them is through a process where we vet new jurors every year. People can apply as well if they want to be a part of the jury, and then AI Tastic, who's our knowledge partner, will also do some of that vetting for us so that it's not partisan in any way and it comes through in terms of, you know, basic credentials and also their reach and relevance.
So let me ask Lauren. Lauren, what's it like to be one of these judges?
You basically have to be like Lauren.
Right.
Well, actually, it's an honor. I've been part of the North American Car of the Year jury, but to get on World Car is a whole different thing. What it does is that on a global basis, it makes brands look at you and say, okay, you're really at the top of your game for your region. And these people from all over the world. I mean, Russia and Poland and Israel and India and you name the country. And I think that's really neat. And the people, that I enjoy the people because we have a drive event in Los Angeles, which I think we've actually spoken about in the past. And what's nice about it is you get to find out what people think in other countries. Like electric vehicles are completely different here in the U.S. than they are in India.
Where do you go and drive these cars?
All over the world. That's why when you say, where are you now? And I'm in Vietnam or I'm in Iceland or wherever, it's all because of World Car. And it's really an honor to be part of the jury.
So, Sid, when do you guys start the process? So, like right now, we're in March of 2024. When does the process start for judging the 2025 cars?
Well, there's no official start date as such, but I would say around August is when things start to happen, because by then you kind of get a sense of what's already launched by different brands, what's also coming. You get a sense of a timetable from them. We don't just look for people, the brands, to nominate their products. We're also looking ourselves to make sure that, you know, it's a bona fide nominee. And so that process starts in August, goes all the way through to almost the end of the year. And then, like Lauren said, November is when we do the LA test drive event. By then, we have a pretty good idea of what's looking like a nominee or not.
And then when does the voting take place?
The first round of voting in January, and that's when we whittle it down to the top five in most categories and top 10 for the World Car of the Year. Then we have a second round of voting, which is a lot more comprehensive, because we're actually not just voting on just an order of preference, but we're voting on 8 or 9 parameters for each vehicle that's in that shortlist. And then from that, you get the top 3, which is announced at the Geneva Motor Show, and then the winner here in New York.
Wow. See, it always happens in New York, folks. All right, before we wrap up,
you got to find out what the winners are, and there's a person of the year as well.
So I just want to know, what are the categories of the different, I know there's the world car, but what are the subcategories?
So there's the world performance car, world luxury car, world urban car, and then there's world electric vehicle as well, and world car design of the year.
And if people want to go online and research all this and look at it, what's the website that they can go?
WorldCarAwards.com or WCOTI.com.
Okay. All right.
And there's also YouTube. Sid puts together a whole show. And the person of the year for me was Red Bull engineer for my favorite driver in F1, Max Verstappen. So that was pretty cool.
Adrian Newey.
Like having a little Verstappen in your world. All right. So you're allowed to tell us now who
absolutely.
Won. All
absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Drum roll, please.
World Car of the Year 2024, Kia EV9. That car also won the World Electric Vehicle Award. The World Urban Car is the Volvo EX30. The Design of the Year, the Toyota Prius, which was a nice, happy surprise. The World Luxury Car is the BMW 5 Series, also the i5, which is the electric version of it. And what am I missing? The World Performance Car, which was the Hyundai Ioniq 5N.
Really?
Oh, it's very cool. Trust
it
me.
Is. It
so,
is.
Now, maybe this is a better question for Lauren, but how does that beat out the Corvette?
Well, the Corvette's not eligible.
It's not? Why? Because it's...
Well, not this year. I mean, it was in the past. You know, the real thing is about how many of our jurors drive the cars. This is something that all the OEMs, the manufacturers, they know this. They know the list of jurors. So we can only sort of facilitate that and help them sort of maybe reach our jurors. But beyond that, it's really about how many of those jurors get in behind the wheel.
What's OEM?
Manufacturer, original equipment manufacturer.
But remember, I always say it's butts and seats. If I don't get to drive it and Sid doesn't get to drive it, you can vote on it, but you lose points. And so it doesn't help the manufacturer. We've had, last year we had the Ford Mach-E, and it was a great car. But it didn't win because they didn't bring it to the drive event in November, and we didn't get enough people behind the steering wheel, and that you can't really make a decision.
Yeah, 2/3 of the jury should have driven the car. And in round one of voting, you could still vote on it. Round two, you cannot vote on a car that you haven't driven.
You know what's kind of crazy?
So,
the car of the year, the Kia, when I sat in this room, I don't know, 30-some-odd years ago to take the bar exam, Kia didn't exist. Hyundai had just came out. A young woman from my class, Erin O'Brien, had the Hyundai Elantra. And I guess it was the one model year, 19...
Yeah, come a long way.
A real long way.
All right, I think we got to go to a little break here. Sid, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
This was great.
On another successful adventure here in New York City.
Happy to be back. We'll be back again next year.
All right, folks, stay tuned. Live from the Javits Center, it's Arthur Idala.
We'll see the stars that shine so bright. A star's made for us tonight.
Tonight at 7, Legal Night fires up right on time, just in time for you to have the biggest legal stories of the day brought to you with expertise from legal all-star Imran Ansari and yours truly, Kevin McCullough. That's tonight at 7.
From
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Sebastian Gorka, weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, followed by Stacey Washington at 5. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
Want more AM 970 The Answer? Go to am970theanswer.com to listen live. Tune in to podcasts from the shows you missed anytime you want. Learn more about our advertisers. Join the AM 970 fan club and sign up for events. am970theanswer.com.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors throughout New York City and New Jersey. The Diamondback Ready Mix Quality is Our Strength service will guide each customer from the initial order through the final pouring, fully insured in New York and New Jersey, and will produce your concrete with the perfect blend of durability, strength, and appearance for your project. Take it from Arthur Idala. Call today and ask for Harry Lynch for personalized service second to none. Call 718-650-5649 for your free estimate. That's 718-650-5649. Or go online to Diamondback Ready Mix. That's REDIMIX.com. Diamondback Ready Mix is the DeFazio Industries company.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer. Someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala. If you listen to this show regularly, you may have heard me talk about my respect for court reporters. Well, I've got some exciting news for you. The New York State Unified Court System recently held a press conference and declared court reporting as the best career you've never heard of because they have just created a position designed specifically for brand new court reporters. The court reporting trainee position allows new court reporters to enter the court system, making an annual salary upwards of $75,000 with an additional $4,600 in location pay if you live in New York City or Nassau, Suffolk County. To qualify for the position, you don't need any working experience as a court reporter. You just have to graduate from an approved court reporting institution and write at 225 words per minute. If you're not sure if court reporting is right for you, you can take a test drive. Test drive the program through PLAZA's free virtual A to Z program. For more information, email info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plaza, P-L-A-Z-A college.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We return now with Lifetime New Yorker and legal analyst, attorney Arthur Idala, and the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Here in my car, I go safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
All right, welcome back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour, a very special edition with my co-host, Lauren Fix. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Arthur. This is a lot of fun.
Walking around here with Lauren, it's like really walking around with a celebrity. We just walked by Michael Strahan. We walked by some other guy, some comedian dude.
Strahan was out there?
Yeah. Michael Strahan was out there.
Delivery of some exotic car.
Is he delivering or is he donating?
No, he's taking delivery. It's a customized Porsche.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Well, we are sitting here talking about pretty cool. You know, when you look at a car, right, I mean, the first thing you see is it's from the outside. And what is that called technically? The exterior design. Well, Hyundai, which is kicking butt 6 ways from Sunday. Wow, that rhyme. How cool am I, right? But they really are. Their cars are strikingly beautiful. We're sitting here on the Arthur Idala Power Hour with Brad Arnold, who is the head of exterior design at Hyundai Design North America. Brad, what's up?
How are you?
Okay, where do you have to go study to become the head of design at such a prestigious place?
You have to go to Art Center College of Design. Now, I'm saying that very emphatically because I taught there, and that's my alma mater, so you have to go there. But there's a few schools throughout the world. Art Center, in my opinion, is the best.
Where is that located?
Pasadena, California.
And is that where you're from?
Near there, La Crescenta. So I grew up near there, never knew it was there until I, by chance, met a motorcycle designer that had gone there and realized, wow, school of my dreams is right there up the freeway. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
So I have a very elementary question for you. In today's day and age, is anything done by hand in terms of exterior design, or is it all computer?
No, still a lot by hand. All the initial sketches are still sketches on paper. What you find now is we're skipping the middle step that was really popular in my generation, but when I was designing a lot more and not leading a team, we would spend a lot of time in Photoshop refining the really pretty image. Now what you find is a lot of little doodles all over the table and then a digital model that you're working on. Because why are we wasting that so many hours Photoshopping when we could be building the 3D data that then we can mill out, we can print it, we can look at it in different scenery. So we're skipping that middle step now.
How handcuffed are you by governmental safety regulations in terms of the actual exterior design of an automobile?
I wouldn't say handcuffed. I mean, there's definitely things to consider, and those are things that are important to us, right? Like, I have a son now, so pedestrian protection is important to me because I see him zoom out of the driveway on a scooter and not look both ways. So, yes, if he gets hit by a car, I want that car company to consider how the shape of their fender impacts a child, right? So it's not really handcuffed, but there are a lot of things you have to consider and know beforehand during the process, know about pedestrian protection, know about these different laws and just insurance regulations, things that affect our customers. It does affect the design, but good designers should be able to maneuver within those lanes and still produce great looking cars.
So how does it start? You get an assignment. Okay, we need a new midsize 4-door sedan that's going to come out in 5 years or whatever it is. And
be SUV these days.
I was going to say a lot less. That'd be a very unique project nowadays. Yeah, similar to that. I mean, it can start from all different ways. It can be a phone call from Sangup or Luke saying, "Hey, wouldn't it be cool if this?" You know, or it can be something that we've driven internally. Santa Cruz, as you know, is 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, we debuted a compact truck at Detroit Auto Show. Nobody was asking for that from Hyundai. And it was a look into the future, looking at some of the data points of all the cars growing in size. We saw a void behind that of people that wanted to downsize. And so we hit a trend. So that was the starting point for Santa Cruz. But, you know, it can start from a lot of different ways. Santa Fe, sitting outside, the newly debuted Santa Fe, started at the rear of the vehicle. It was like, how do people pack all their stuff into the rear of the car? That's where the design started. And then it went forward from there.
The new Santa Fe is quite spectacular. Yeah. And the fact that you carried the H from the Hyundai logo,
yeah,
throughout literally everything. It's on the exterior, it's on the lights, it's inside, yeah, on the interior panels. You did a really great job and changed the whole shape and thought process of what a Santa Fe was. I mean, that was, yeah, all done during COVID, right?
Yeah. And COVID was a really interesting adjustment to our design process, because all of a sudden you found yourself at the kitchen table on a computer like, oh, I guess I'm not in a design studio anymore. And we were interacting with each other in a new way where we were sending data at night and then the Korea team would work on it throughout our sleeping time and then we'd wake up to a new set of data. We just had to work around the clock and we figured out new ways of working and collaborating that affect cars like the Santa Fe.
And new trends like overlanding.
Yeah, that's right, kind of, right.
Why don't you explain, because I have no idea what overlanding is.
So overlanding, and I'll mess this up, there's going to be some people that are going
to...
But overlanding is the ability to pull up to a campsite and without deploying a lot of things, just flop open a tent. So you see tents mounted on the top of the car. You're camping over the land, so it's overlanding. But it's become a massive trend. Yeah, right.
Put the seats down and put a twin-size bed in the back. Oh, it's that big in back. It's huge.
But the idea is to minimize the amount of time that you don't need to, like, take a tent out, set it up on the ground, like, do all these different steps. You can just roll up, pop it out, and you're camping.
What has been the most difficult task that you've been assigned?
Oh, Well, I was going to say, it's not really car design. Design is the fun, I want to say the easy part. The difficult part of every project is, how do I protect this amazing idea from myself or the designers all the way through to production? That's the hard part of any assignment is, don't stop fighting to keep the unique and interesting idea, the thing that you felt really excited or passionate about, protect that until the very end. That's my job.
So we're talking to Brad Arnold. He is the head of exterior design for Hyundai Design here in North America. All right, I'll ask you the other question then. Like, what are you the most proud of, right? We're in the New York Auto Show, we're at the Javits Center. There's all this beautiful stuff, right? But, you know, there's got to be something you're like, that I went on a limb and it worked and it's selling like hotcakes, or it will, or whatever. Like, what pumps you up?
I mean, there's a lot to be proud of, but out of our studio specifically, that Santa Cruz, the concept started in our studio, the production car came out of our studio, the newly facelifted version and the XRT version came out of our studio, so it's a homegrown product. We've got design in California in the taillight. We hid that in there, always expecting that it would be deleted, and it stayed. And so just that vehicle in general, I'm really proud of the team, really proud of their efforts, and we got a lot more coming.
All right, well.
And congratulations on your win for World Car of the Year Performance Car, the Hyundai Ioniq N, which is an all-electric performance car. What's so cool about it, I don't know if you were part of this, the sounds, you know, when you have a performance car like we both have, when you put it in gear and you drive, you can make it sound like different sounds. And it's in the car. So inside the car, it's like you think you're driving a muscle car, or you're driving something that's space age, or you can have this.
That's cool stuff. All the congratulations, the team of engineers and designers in Namyang are responsible for that car. So I got to watch it as a fan of car design, like, oh man, I want one of those, you know? So congrats to them. What a fantastic job, what a fantastic product, and a huge achievement for them this morning winning that award.
I'm going to ask you one last question. You know, we're talking to Brad Arnold, the head of exterior design for Hyundai here in North America. Years ago, there was this big trend to go retro. I guess maybe you could say it started with the Mazda Miata, and then Mustang went retro, and now it's all futuristic. The way kind of with men's clothes and the ties get wide, then they get skin, they get wide. Take out your crystal ball, Brad, and tell me, like, where are we going to be looking in 10 years? Are we still going to be looking like with the Jetsons, or are we going to go look back to cars from the 80s and be like, oh, that used to be cool?
Well, I feel like if you look at what we're doing specifically at Hyundai, we're looking back to our past, and we've never been able to do that before. You know, we're telling a story of authenticity and the story of the pony that ties into the Ioniq 5. There's a lot to look back now. We've been around long enough. Now we can start telling these stories of how we started. And that wasn't the case when I joined the company in 2008. We were only looking to the future. So I think what's really exciting about the brand now is we're intersecting where we have been and where we're going in the future, and we're telling a really vivid story that's specific to Hyundai and something that people get excited about, whether they know that story or not.
Flying cars coming.
That's right.
Saw the presser from Geneva. Yeah. That was pretty cool. They actually got like little helicopters. That's pretty cool.
Well, what's funny is you've always had this phrase, like, when do we get flying cars? And then finally, the last couple of years, you're like, okay, we got them.
So you think soon you're going to be channeling like a 1990 Hyundai Elantra as your next design model?
Could be. It's funny. Everybody hits that age where all of a sudden you're looking around. You're like, wait, we wore that when in high school, you know? And I'm hitting that age where you're like, you guys like this stuff? Okay.
In the 80s, when ties went real skinny again, my dad reached way back in the closet from 1955. He's like, oh, I still got them all. So, well, Brad Arnold, it's been a pleasure to speak with you, and it's an honor because I know what you do, and what you do obviously is the first thing people see, and they walk into a showroom or driving down the street, and you obviously, you're clearly a talented young man, so God bless.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time.
We're not going to hold it against you from California. You know, it's New York. All right, we'll be right back on the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Hey, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my family friend, Rob Sabah, and his family. Sabah family owned and operated. This Honda dealer has been there for over 60 years, serving the five boroughs. I've gotten cars there. My whole family has. My mother, my sister, my grandfather. Everyone knows to go to Bay Ridge Honda because the Sabah family and their team make you feel like you're part of their family, and they are the most trusted in the business. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. $0 deals. That means zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9%, and no payments until summer 2024. 90 days of no payments. They have best prices around and will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the Civic, the HR-V, the CR-V, the Accord, and the Passport. Honda has them all. Serving the five boroughs of New York, every new vehicle comes with the Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. Visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at bayridgehonda.com.
Kevin McCullough is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Lauren Fix, and we're at the Javits Center, and boy, are we in a very special place. Lauren, do you know approximately how many listening marks are here? How many cars, different brands, about?
Well, we don't have the Germans here, other than Volkswagen.
Really?
Yeah, there's been a lot of changes. There's no Jaguar, Land Rover, but all of the regular brands.
No Mercedes here.
No Mercedes, no Stellantis, but you can see a lot of other vehicles, and you can drive, test drive vehicles in the basement. They have electric vehicles. Really? If you haven't experienced one, you're thinking this might be an option. This is your chance to do that.
I don't want to take up our next guest's time.
No.
You're going to dig into that whole situation.
Okay.
We are here with Kyle Campbell, and my point was, of all the cars here, obviously we're in a very special place because we all know who sponsors the Arthur Idala Power Hour, and that is Bay Ridge Honda. So we are here with Kyle Campbell of Honda, and first of all, congratulations on... what a beautiful display you guys have here. Kyle, how long have you been working with Honda?
I've been with the company for about 12 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, very, very
And he's
cool.
In product planning, so he knows what's coming in the future. We just don't know if we can get it out of him.
Well, all right, so let's talk about what we have here. First of all, to give you a little background, when I guess I was 13 years old, we walked into a Honda dealership, me and my father and my grandfather, and bought a 1980 Honda Accord, which was in the family for... I want to say 25 years, 24 maybe.
That's because they last a long time.
Yeah, and it was the only reason when I think my surrogate brother got rid of it was just time to move on. But we're standing in front of a Honda Odyssey, which my sister owned several of, and of course, the new Accords are absolutely stunning. So talk to me. Tell me what you're most proud of this year.
A lot of new products.
Yeah. Honda. I mean, we have a lot to be proud of at Honda and on the Acura side as well. We've got ICE cars, we got hybrids, we got our two new EVs that are coming out. So we have a little bit of everything for everybody, and there's a lot of heritage behind all of our models. So
there's a brand new, there's a new name in the Honda family, and that's the all-electric car, correct?
Yes, Prologue. The Honda Prologue.
Talk to me about it.
It's our first all-electric vehicle, or all-electric SUV, I should say. Yeah, it gets competitive range. We're offering packages or bundles that our customers can choose from to help them segue over to EVs, because even though the industry is going towards EVs, there's still some hesitation from customers, like, because ICE cars have existed for, what, the last century or so.
And ICE is gas for those internal combustion engine.
Yes.
For those people that are not car people like us.
Yeah, so internal combustion engines have been the norm and the standard for such a long time. It's going to take some time to get people educated, and so we're doing our part to make sure we provide our customers with a competitive electric vehicle, but also help them make that transition over.
So tell me, in terms of an internal combustion engine, what is the biggest, most powerful engine that Honda has?
So that would probably be our 3.0 turbo on our Acura Type S's. So
that's a great vehicle. That's the luxury line for Honda. And if you have not seen the new Acuras, they are quite impressive.
And that's putting aside the NSX supercar that we launched a couple years ago.
They don't make that anymore.
So, yeah, I have to put that aside. But, yeah, the V6 3.0 turbo on the TLX Type S and MDX Type S. Probably
what's your biggest engine in the Honda Accord?
Honda Accord, we have a 2.0 liter hybrid variation, and then the introductory trims to the Honda Accord have the 1.5 turbo.
All right. Tell me about Acura a little bit, because they definitely have had a like kind of resurgence. And those of us who are in the classic car market, the Acura Integra from the 90s, they're selling for $50,000, $60,000 if they're in pristine condition.
Yeah, so Acura, like you said, has gone through a resurgence. We've kind of rebranded the brand, focused on performance, hence the slogan Precision Crafted Performance. And yeah, all of our models now are really fun to drive. They perform very well, but then they also have those premium touch points on the inside to give customers that sense like, okay, I'm getting what I paid for.
But the HRV and the CRV, what's the difference?
So HRV is a smaller CUV, and then if you want like a more compact SUV, then you step up to a CRV.
But that's their number one selling car, right? Your number one selling vehicle is the CRV. That is super popular with multiple different powertrains.
Yep. So we have regular gas or internal combustion engines on the CRV, but then we also have a hybrid system that's also shared with the Accord, which has been very well received, kind of giving customers that segue between going full EV but wanting better fuel economy than just a standard internal combustion engine.
All right, so we got about 2 minutes left. Since you are in charge of product design and futuristic stuff, what do you see, you know, in your crystal ball going forward?
I mean, the industry is kind of speaking for us. EVs are the way that the industry is going, but we'll continue to monitor the industry and see what they're going to do and adjust strategies as needed. But
I think everybody's doing that because the hybrids seem to be what's selling.
Yeah, right now I think hybrids are that safe place for customers that don't want to make the full jump to EV, but there are customers that want the EVs. There's customers that still want internal combustion engines. So at Honda and Acura, we offer a little bit of everything for everybody.
I see in your display here, I see there's like the old CRX, the little guy. And we were talking about a Honda Prelude. There's the S2000s, which also are priced very high. Any fun things coming down from Honda, or are we going to stay the safe brand?
Can't speculate on what's coming in the future, but I know that we'll always have some fun models.
Well, like Trail Sport. The new Trail Sport lineup is impressive, even in the Ridgeline, which I just reviewed.
Yeah, the Trail Sport lineup's doing really well. We had Civic Type R. We have Integra Type S. Yeah. So
the Civic Type R is...
That's hot.
Yeah. A lot of fun cars in the lineup. So.
All right. Well, here we are. We're at Honda in the New York Auto Show, and obviously that's near and dear to our heart here at the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
Thanks, Kyle.
No, thank you.
All right. So it's Arthur Idala here on the Power Hour. I am in an area. I'm standing right next to Michael Strahan. It looks like they made him a custom-made Porsche. It's got a hologram of him wearing number 92 in his Giants uniform on the front fender. But the thing is this, and this is what I'm all into, it's not a new Porsche. It's an old Porsche that has obviously been rebranded and been put back together. So it's interesting. He's running out, and he's trying to say goodbye. And here he comes. Hey, Michael, God bless your daughter, man.
Thank you.
In our prayers.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You know, I'm Lawrence Taylor's buddy.
Thank you.
God bless you, man. God bless. All right, got to say a quick handshake with Michael Strahan. Let's see, I had lunch with Mario Rivera, and I'm shaking hands with Michael Strahan. If anybody doesn't know why I mentioned his daughter's got brain cancer, and he's been going through hell, and she's been going through hell. There's a lot of photos and videos about it, and it's not a good situation. So I'm glad we got to stand in the right place, and Joan said turn on the microphone. So, all right, I want to get back to Lauren Fix, because she is the queen of the New York Auto Show, so I am honored. I've been coming here since I'm 12 years old, and so I am just honored that I'm here with her. And Lauren, we're going to... You keep your backpack on. You need it. So we're going to go... I don't know. Where are we going now?
We're going
Ford?
To Ford. Right. I'm going to show you one of the hottest supercars you've ever seen.
All right. Don't go away. Okay. This is Nissan right over here.
Cool products. Let's walk.
And Nissan's got their supercar. You can come real close to us so we don't trip.
This is a whole nother animal.
Yeah, I don't even know. Can you drive this in the street?
Sure you can. Absolutely.
That is a... It's all carbon fiber. It's blue. It's...
Nismo edition is what you want.
It's very pretty. Now, there's no electric in there, right?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
That's real gas.
You know, for those of you who are listening and there's no one around.
Right there, if you haven't seen, if you're coming down to the auto show, the Z car is very cool. It's a real nice throwback, and I actually owned a 280ZX 100 years ago.
You know, Lauren and I are into the whole, we're into the gasoline thing.
Power.
We like the gasoline thing.
I want to melt dinosaurs.
I want to smell the gas, you know? Okay, everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I know it was a little different, but it was something really fun and something special for me. There's so much more to come. We're going to play the rest of the show from the Javits Center tomorrow night on Friday. Make sure you tune in. See you then.
Be someone.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour is sponsored by Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins, PC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.